Catherine Larson and Dave Gonzalez are here. Catherine's a glass artist and Dave a metal artist. And it's the 30th anniversary of Artworks. I guess, how do we start? Can we just tell the story of, like, what is the Artworks Gallery? You see it walking down First Avenue, but it's a little different than just, like, an art shop, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Artworks is the only artist co-op in Sandpoint. So that means that we're members. No one owns it. You asked me about doing the books. We're relatively nonprofit because, not technically, but actually, because everything goes to the artists. So people pay a membership fee and then they get a commission. So it's a way to showcase local artists and create a platform. We love having diverse artists in. We've constantly got a rotating group of people who come in and out. It's a great way to be able to showcase your art without having to have your own studio or break down and pick up for shows. And people do that as well. Most of us are members of POAC as well. A lot of them teach classes. But anyway, it's just a great community for artists, and it's been around for 30 years.
Yeah, and just being a part of a co-op and all of us coming together with the same passion and the same ideas and visions and making it work. You know, we all have our strengths and we put that energy into the gallery to help it grow and share our art and our creations with the town and tourists and the world. I mean, that's showing art in the world and sharing it is key, in my opinion.
For somebody who might not know where it's located, location, where is it located?
We're right across the street from Hive on First Street in downtown Sandpoint.
On the east side.
On the east side, you're right.
We're on the east side. I get all confused around. Next door to the ice cream coffee shop.
Okay, that's probably more important. Where you can depart from there, that's a key place.
Yeah,
right.
How many are... Oh, yes, go.
So I just wanted to jump in on that because part of the reason that we're doing this big celebration is we keep hearing people come in and they're like, I had no idea you were here. Mm-hmm. And so we've been doing a huge rebranding. We're putting up signs. We're having this big party this weekend. And all of that is really around, hey, we've been here for 30 years and no one knows we're here.
It's super exciting.
Don't take it personally. We get that here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. Like, what? A radio station? You know, that's community supported. But how many artists right now are members of Artwork?
We have 26 artists right now, and we try to keep somewhere around 25 to 30.
Okay. Is there any restrictions like geographic? Can, let's say, an artist from Troy?
So the restriction is that they work one day a month. And so,
what do you mean by that?
So we are all members. We pay to be a member, okay. And we work a day in the gallery each month.
In the
we
store.
Share it.
Got
and
it.
So if we're below 30, then we work a few extra days in the year.
Okay.
We do have consignment artists, and they are as far away as Seattle.
Oh, gotcha.
And just a few. We keep a handful of a consignment artists where we take a bigger commission, and they don't work. But that's the restraint. If you're willing to drive, we've got one of our members who's on the board who drives 130 miles.
Is it Tyler?
Yeah.
Horton? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where does he drive in from?
Down south, Moscow.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing photographer.
Amazing wildlife photographer, yeah. And we've got a lot of diversity.
Do you have any original members still involved? Anybody who was there 30 years ago?
No, the closest that we have, Julie Ellis has been there since 2009. Foster Klein, who was a... renowned psychologist, is now a photographer there. He's been there, I think, about the same time. Sally Dennison has been there about that long. I think Cindy Morgan has been there also a really long time. And Beth Byron, I think, was one of the... So we've got quite a few that have been there, not quite the full time, but since 2009, I think, is the earliest that we have.
Okay, you mentioned photographers... Metal, glass. What else does one find in the store?
Jewelers.
Okay.
Lots of jewelers.
We have some mixed media artists. Okay. There's some fiber. We've got one woman who is actually doing upscale repurposed clothing. I don't know. She's taking clothing from, secondhand stores and then just cutting them up and resewing them. Ooh. Into new designs. Maya? No, that's Pat Congleton.
Oh, I just met her yesterday. Yeah. She's great.
And Maya is one of our most eclectic artists. She does a ton of stuff with fiber as well as really interesting mixed media paint art and paintings. And
oh, and she makes these little cuddly, cute stuffed animal creature guys.
Yeah. So it's and that's part of what we look for is, you know, is this an artist that's doing something that's different? And it's one of the things people love is when they walk in the store, there's always something new.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there any sort of, you know, let's say you have 25 artists in the co-op. Let's say, would you have 20 jewelers? I mean, how do you balance out? How do you balance out the art that's being created and sold?
We have a jury.
Ah, okay.
And when somebody wants to join the co-op, they fill out an application.
Okay.
And bring in their artwork, and then the jury goes through it and looks at it and decides if it's a fit for the gallery or not. Mm-hmm. And we try to keep it diverse with the type of artwork that's there.
Okay.
You know, we want jewelers and glass artists and oil painters and photographers because it's a co-op. So we want it to be...
And metal workers.
And metal workers. Denny's work, she does copper work. It's phenomenal.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that the artists work at the store. How many hours per month?
So the shifts are from 10 to 5 on weekdays and 11 to 5 on Sunday. We're open 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. Sorry, every day. And and usually you work one day a month, but then... we pick up the extra bonus days. So like this month, I'm working a few extra days. And if you trade with somebody, and some people will, you know, do a half shift and then, you know, split days with people, but you're on the hook for at least one day a month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, what does the 30th anniversary entail? What do you guys got going on?
So one of the great ideas that we have is we're going to be having interactive art displays out front over the weekend. That was actually Dave's idea. So we'll be having some metalwork. We'll be having some glasswork. We'll be having some painters out there over the weekend so people can come and see the process and talk to the artists. We've got a raffle going on. Mm-hmm. And so all of the artists have donated some items, and they'll be... drawn throughout the weekend. You don't have to be present to win. We'll be having 10% off everything in the studio, and then there's some coupons for even a 5% off on one item. On top of that, we're having a reception. That's probably the big deal. You want to talk about the reception?
Yeah, I can have lots of great food. And it's with our gallery, it's don't go to Safeway and get cookies and a plate with ranch and vegetables. We make our own food. Like, everyone brings their taste of what they enjoy. I mean, we're really known for our food, for our openings, and drinks and music and just good people and beautiful art. And
when is it?
Yeah, the days and time.
This weekend, May 10th and 11th.
The reception's 4 to 7 Saturday.
Okay, 4 to 7 Saturday. The 10th.
Yeah, so this is the 10th and the 11th. And we're starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, and we'll go to 7 p.m. Saturday night. But the food part, food and drink, starts at 4 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And Justin Dick is bringing over some food from 113 Main, too, to combine.
I want to ask you, Dave, what are you bringing?
What am I bringing food-wise?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hello, yes.
I'm going to make chili with New Mexico Hatch chili.
Ooh.
It's really tasty.
Cool. And Catherine, are you bringing something that goes along with that? Or?
So I am an improv person, so I have to like see what I'm in the mood for, but I'm bringing something savory.
Okay.
And I've brought meatballs before, and then I brought something I invented the last time, and everybody really loved it, but I can't even remember what I did. So I'll be inspired
good
tomorrow.
Good. Okay.
And that is, okay, so that's this weekend, 4 to 7. On Saturday is the reception. The kind of the celebration is all weekend long, I think. I guess that's fair to say.
Yep.
You mentioned earlier that you guys had to drive today because you're bringing down a sign. Is that four artworks?
Yeah, it's four artworks.
Yeah. Okay. You got a new sign for the
new sign for the awning out front.
Sweet.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was noticed that there's no sign out front.
Yeah.
For people to see. You know, standing up on across the street, up on the balcony of Hive, I was up there looking, and I'm like, "Well, there's the ice cream shop and coffee shop. There's the outdoor apparel place. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even tell that that's a gallery."
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, you guys just have what that kind of that shingle that hangs
the awning.
Side
that,
of, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Maroon awning.
Mm-hmm.
And the board of the gallery decided, let's do a sign.
Yeah.
So we all put it together and decided on colors, and it got built and. It's gonna really pop for sure.
So it's about 4.5 feet wide, even bigger, I think, than 4.5 feet,
mm-hmm.
and a 2.5 feet high oval. It's our logo, and it's actually the original logo we talked about. You know, some people didn't like the logo, and so we're like, well, let's kind of agree. So we went through and cleaned up the original logo, and then Dave made this humongous metal sign that's three dimensional. It's got the artwork's logo cut out and a big white oval behind it, and then the words Co-op Art Gallery
pop out from the front of that Co-op Art Gallery. And I was just going to do it sandwiched all together, and Catherine came up with the idea. She was like, let's light this thing up.
Ooh.
Let's get some lights in it so it really
pops out.
Mm-hmm. And so we changed the design a little bit, and Catherine and I yesterday were in the studio for 4 hours, putting the lights in and plugging it in with the lights off, and it's really nice.
Oh my gosh, was it stressful? Because I was an electrician's assistant when I was in my 20s, and I don't think I was very good. I learned how to climb telephone poles and things like that, but I've forgotten more than I remember about it. And I was like, oh, we'll do the lights, and I'll figure out how to do that. And
that's what we do as artists.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
And it actually works. So knock on wood, it'll keep working.
Yeah.
Well, you have the person here who can keep it going, keep it working.
Oh, I just know metal work.
Oh,
No lighting,
nothing else. Just metal. Yeah. And you're just glass, nothing
else.
Well,
now I'm an electrician too. And a treasurer.
Now, has Artworks always been at this location? This is a little bit of institutional history.
It's been here, I think, 20 years.
Okay.
And we were at another location before, and I think it was down south of Pine Street, kind of in that area across from Utara. I think it was in that area somewhere.
Ah, okay.
But I'm not completely certain on that. But we've been here for, I think, 20 years.
Wow.
And nobody knows we're there. So
yeah.
And nobody knows that you're on the air right now.
No, they do. We've let people.
Did you tell a lot of people? Did you tell a lot of your fellow artists?
Yeah.
Yes.
To tune in? Okay.
Eight was a little early, but we want to get some of the other artists in here to showcase some of the things that they're doing as well. But so, I have to say, you said nobody knows about the reader. I mean, about the KRFY, the radio station. Mm-hmm. I discovered it because I was working with Jen Quintano, and man, it's such a fantastic gem of this community. The music's great. Huh. It's awesome.
Well, what a kind compliment.
Yeah.
Jim's, Otto Jim is a big part of Otto, is I think we can say.
Thank you.
You like the music, you like Jim Healy's taste, yeah. I think.
Well, and the talk shows are great too.
And the local programmers and the underwriters and the volunteers all make this radio station go. We're here with Catherine Larson and Dave Gonzalez representing Artworks, and its 30th anniversary. We're going to take a music break and regroup and going to come back and talk with you more. On this date, May 1, 1970. The Beatles released their last album, It's not their last recorded album. Abbey Road was after it. But Let It Be was their last album that they released. And here's a key cut off it. Was the Beatles with Let It Be off an album that was released on this date in 1970, May 10th.
The title cut of Let It Be, you pointed out that it was not, they recorded it before Abbey Road. It was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it got hung up in production. Yeah. I'm not quite sure why George Martin took a step back, but the Beatles brought in Phil Spector. And the wall of sound, and just really.
Your body language doesn't come across over the air. You're
thank goodness we're not a visual medium.
You don't care for the work that Spector did on this album.
No, I don't. Especially in light of, I think it was, I was going to say like 30 years, 35 years afterwards.
It was a long time. Yeah,
they released Let It Be Naked, which strips out all of the Phil Spector add-on stuff, and you really get to hear what the album is about. So
I don't know, I think it's good, but I get I think the Abbey Road is such a nice piece of work, and it's such a nice summation of the Beatles. I think that I wish that that had come out last, basically, that it had been like Abbey Road, we're done. That's it. Yep. The greatest band ever, and this is our final statement. I think that's
no. Well, when we bring in the folks from the Panda Theater, we'll do another cut from Let It Be.
Which I do think is still a very good record. Oh. I mean, if it was any other band, you'd say, well, that's one of the that's the best one. But it's the Beatles, so you grade it on
no
a
such
term.
Thing as a bad album with the Beatles.
Yeah. Okay, we're here talking to Catherine Larson and Dave Gonzalez from the Artworks Gallery, and that is a cooperative gallery celebrating its 30th anniversary this weekend, which is Mother's Day weekend. You've got a reception, well, all weekend long you'll be open. There's a reception with food and drink on Saturday night, 4 to 7. You said you're giving away some flowers for Mother's Day, is that right?
Yes.
Excellent.
We have a flower for every mother that comes in.
All right.
Cool.
That's a great marketing little gimmick there. I am really impressed that a cooperative art gallery is it's a fun idea to have. It's quite a thing to make it last for 30 years, I would think. It's a little surprising, actually, that you could have 30 artists and everybody gets along well enough that it doesn't completely dissolve after about 4 or 5 years, something like that.
Yeah, it is really interesting, and I think it's similar to a volunteer organization in the sense that you've got tons and tons of personalities, and I think part of what holds it together is that everybody's art is so incredible, and I think when I look around, I'm in awe of the other people who are members. And, when you're working in the gallery, you're also showcasing everybody else's artwork. So I think that there's a draw on that. It's also held up by there's a whole lot of people who put in a whole lot of discretionary effort to keep it going. And I think, it's just like any family. That sometimes there's more disagreement, on different things. But we're coming together and the good far outweighs the bad, and sometimes you got to figure it out and work through it. But it's a remarkable place, and it's community.
You're dealing with people. You know, whether it's an artistic co-op or a whatever co-op, you know, the, you know, there's a lot of moving parts there. But I think my sentiments with Jack on it, 30 years of organizing, coordinating, like, oh, I can't be here for that weekend. I've got a show in Dallas or something, you know, can somebody cover for me? Yeah, you know, I mean, hats off to
and
the
grown
folks at our FERC.
Yeah, and it's just coming together and supporting each other.
Totally.
And selling our own art and each other's art, and I can't make it, just being there for each other.
Community.
Yeah, community.
And learning about how different people do it, because we've got people mm-hmm. who, like, trudge out into the woods at 4 a.m. to get that shot, and we've got people who are building 6-foot-tall copper flowers, and, you know, so it's learning about each other.
Yeah. It's
and I'm sure that, you know, there's the idiosyncrasies. You mentioned earlier, Catherine, when I said, are all the artists listening? You said, oh, it's 8 o'clock. It's too early. When's your peak time for creating art? Is there, you know, and I'm sure maybe Dave is different, and photographers who want to go out and get an early morning. Do you have a peak time during a day when, gosh, I feel artistic?
You know, for me, I am not that scheduled. Mm-hmm. And so I picked a medium. The reason that I don't blow glass is because I can go and I can craft and then I can walk away. And when I program my kiln, there are particular times when with glass, you want to move it through particular temperature windows really quickly. So I want to make sure that I'm home to be able to open the kiln and cool it down as fast as possible so that the outcome is best. But so it's, for me, it's all over the board.
So part of your artistic schedule is when you have enough time to open the kiln, change the temperature and stuff like that. How about you, Dave? Is there a good time to be a metal artist?
For me, it's all the time, every day, all the time, until my body says, all right, you need to rest now.
Okay.
And I'm learning to rest. I'm learning to take time off with, you know, very grateful for my partner who helps me back off and just be, because that's a struggle for me, because I'm constantly wanting to go.
Do you need quiet when you create?
I like music.
I was going to say, do you do metal music like Judas Priest?
I do.
And Iron Maiden?
If I'm in that energy, yeah.
Okay.
I want to get stuff done. Or I'll put on classical if I just want to be calm and zone out and work on something intricate.
Okay. Catherine, do you need music around you, or is it too intense? I would think that would be intense.
No, I have either music or a podcast or something like that on usually when I'm in there working. But I also tend to zone it out. So when I work, I can have noise around and not hear any of it.
Okay.
But I picked a medium again where I can go in, and then if I lose the inspiration, I just go garden or go do something else.
Pay attention to your cedars. I do have a question. You mentioned, you know, I'm sure that there's a rotation of, you know, some people will move away, you know, geographically or whatever, out of the co-op. How do you maintain the number of around 25 to 30?
Well, part of what we want to do today is let people know. Yesterday I was out at Home Depot and started talking to a woman and invited her to the celebration. And she said, I'm an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
I bring it in and jury it. And so we're always encouraging people to come and fill out an application form.
And where does one get that?
That they can get that at the gallery. We actually don't have a website. Because we're a group of volunteers.
We have our social media.
We have social media at Sandpoint Artworks.
Yeah, on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, yep. Cool. Okay, so
actually a Facebook event that has been created for the opening.
Ah, excellent.
But you come by, pick up an application. And then you bring in like 3 to 5 pieces. And as Dave was saying, we have a jury group.
Okay.
And it's different people. Typically, it's people who know that medium.
That medium, yeah, as opposed to.
And anybody that's a member can go and jury the work.
Okay.
Because we're a co-op, so we all work together and we all have a say.
Well, you showed us during the break the sign that you made. How do you bring in 5 objects of your, because do you do any small metal
things? Yeah, I mean,
okay, because I was going to think, bring in a sign and in comes a semi with Dave's works,
right.
You know, that sort of thing. Okay, go down to 219?
214.
214 First Avenue and pick up an application form.
There'll be a big sign on the awning. Yeah. You can't miss it.
Are you guys putting that up today?
In about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
And we've got two signs coming. Yeah. Beth Peterson did a sign to replace the one that hangs under the awning.
Ah, okay.
And it looks phenomenal.
Cool.
I'm sure it does. She's been painting signs since, I mean, that's kind of her trade, right?
Yeah. Musician and
she's
paint signs.
Right.
She's Peterson signs.
Yeah.
There's so much talent.
Yeah.
In this town. Oh yeah.
Those handmade Beth Peterson signs are going to be, I think those are going to be worth a fortune someday. I think
100%.
They're cool.
And same with Dave Gonzalez's.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You bet. Uh-huh. Did you sign it, Dave?
No.
Come on.
No, I did not sign it.
I think you can put a signature.
It's not mine. It's the gallery's.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's all of ours.
I admire that spirit. Then.
How long did it take you to do it? Oh dear.
I kind of lose track of the world when I'm in the studio. Mm-hmm. I shut the door and I'll just go. And then I'll open the door. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's dark outside. And there's a whole nother world out there.
Yeah. The sign is, so this is a sheet of steel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you cut it with a what?
Well, it was laser cut out.
Laser cut.
It was laser cut out by Jacoti Manufacturing, I believe, is the company.
Okay.
And then I just fabricated it and put it all together. And
You weld it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of welding. Welding bolts onto all the letters and whatnot.
Most of your work as a metal worker, that's welding? Or do you use other tools too? Are you out there with like a pair of pliers bending things into shape and stuff?
Heating and bending and forging and welding and any way to
hammering.
Work, hammering.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Any way to move the material and shape it into something beautiful.
Huh.
Talk about your trees.
What trees?
You've built some amazing metal trees.
Oh, yeah.
And plants and...
Yeah, I'm doing a commission right now for a client out in Clark Fork with all these metal plants, steel and copper plants.
Didn't you have one on across from Farman Park on 4th and
Oak? Is it? Yeah. Yeah, about two years ago.
Yeah,
yeah, that
fantastic
metal tree.
Fantastic, absolutely. Hmm. Now it's a mountain lion, I think.
Yeah, that's Denny's work.
It's scary. You know,
he's really good.
It's really good, but when I'm over in that area, I'll walk up to it and just look at it straight on, and I don't like to do that. I mean, it's that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, his trees are absolutely...
I should see about getting him into the gallery.
Mm.
Try to get him in the gallery. Wood carver.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have any wood person?
No, we don't.
Okay.
We have one consigner that does bowls, but not very much.
But not sculpture.
No, not sculpture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have, I'm sure you did, it goes back to my question of having 20 jewelers, that you probably have an idea of a mix of artistic mediums that you want in the business, don't you?
So, you know, it's a loose.
It flows
because, you know, someone will come in and just surprise us.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the new painters that we've had come in have been so different from each other. And when you talk about the jewelry, I just wanted to mention those guys. I'm astounded by the intricate work. Like Debbie Todd, oh my gosh. And Zeismer, Beth Viren, we've got, and Lynn Gardner, but they're all of their jewelry is very different. And so we try to keep that. And so if an artist comes in and they want to add to their space, if it's too different from what they juried in on, they have to re-jury.
Ah.
And so we don't copy each other's stuff.
Okay.
And
But that also, you know, artists are not stagnant. They change over time, you know, how they see their artwork and what they do. So that's interesting that they get re-juried.
Yeah, and it, well, if it's too different.
Okay. If it's a different style of art that they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's just a progression. I mean, that's been one of the most fun things for me of being part of the co-op is seeing people evolve mm-hmm. and seeing their art. Like, all of a sudden, somebody who was doing something just busts out, and it's amazing.
How, when you guys get to, or what else, I guess, do you guys do? What goes into being a member of the Artworks Cooperative besides you work the... You work there one day a month, give or take, and then do you? I don't know. You somebody has to sit on a jury. Do you guys get together on a regular basis?
Well, so we have a set of tasks that need to mm-hmm. get done, and so when we get together, we don't have a whole lot of meetings because everybody's busy doing their mm-hmm. their own thing, and you know some people live as far away as Hayden, and then we've got Tyler who's even further south, mm-hmm. And so we have those lists, and we ask everybody to be signed up for something. You know, we've got the board that is display, secretary, treasurer, mm-hmm. president, vice president, and also jury. And so people can jump on to different committees. I think we're getting ready to have a gallery reset to kind of make sure that the gallery is doing what needs, what people want it to do. And so we just had a conversation yesterday about how we want to sit down as a whole gallery and figure out
interesting
what is reset and just mm-hmm. say, you know, how should we do that? So we may end up having more teams. Like right now we don't have a communications group, and so when we're getting together for this party, we've got somebody who's organizing the food, we've got somebody who's organizing, you know, different parts of it, and but we didn't have anybody doing marketing or communications, which is why we didn't have a sign. Mm-hmm. But we've been working now on figuring those things out. But it's fairly loose at this point. I think it's going to get a little tighter.
We'll tighten it up.
Yeah.
Well, folks, I see Brennan Kelty out there waiting in the wings mm-hmm. to tell us about what's going on at the Panetta Theater this weekend. It's a beautiful Mother's Day weekend, it looks like. Well, day before Mother's Day, at least, is going to be very nice.
It all counts.
Yeah.
It all counts. Artworks 30th anniversary this Saturday and Sunday. Food.
Food.
4 to 7 on Saturday.
And drink.
And drink.
And
drink.
Art.
And art. Well, but art will be there all the time.
And good people.
Art never leaves.
And discount.
Yep.
And discount. Yeah. That's key.
Thank you, Jim and Jack.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
And keep us in mind, you know, down the road, we love to have artists join us. And again, if one is interested in becoming a member of Artworks, you can pick up your application at the store at 214 First Avenue.
North First, yep.
North First. And bring in some items to be juried and become a member. Okay. We'll play another song off of the Beatles' Let It Be album that was released on this date, May 10th in 1970. There was a kerfuffle, and George Harrison left and said he's not going to come back with these rookies. Mm-hmm. And so they did talk him in, but only if he could bring Billy Preston with him. And so we have a little bit of Billy Preston in playing the electric piano in the back of this song that was on Let It Be. Here is Get Back. That was not the cut from the album, but that was that was the cut from The Rooftop.
Yeah.
What, 4 songs, 5 songs maybe? But still, it's a great song. Mm-hmm. On this date, 1970.
And 1970? Oh. Uh-oh. You go get the door, Jim. We locked out Catherine. She left her. What do you think she left? Spectacles. Something like that.
Jeez.
We're here now with Brendan Kelty and Rob Talbot from the Panetta Theater to talk to us a little bit about what's going on this weekend over there. A very busy weekend at the Panetta Theater. Big deal. Ooh. Who wants to tell us? Let's see. The big event is tomorrow night, I guess. Who wants to tell us about that? As if we haven't talked about it before.
We've talked about it a couple times. But yeah, I mean, you're right. It's really busy. There's a lot going on. And, you know, we've got a couple events this weekend. We've got something every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it seems like, this month. So May's a busy month. There's a lot of good stuff going on. Lacrosse tournaments, soccer tournaments, other fundraising, good music. It's just a lot going on. So really appreciate it when people want to take their time and come down and support the Panada. We're having a big fundraiser for us. It's going to help us go towards our operating budget, which helps keep the lights on, helps keep staff paid and able to keep the place up and do the organization, organizing to keep things going. We got the gala in honor of the Panada Moms. Of course, we're doing that on Mother's Day weekend. The three ladies that saved the Panada 40 years ago now, actually. So we're getting together. Starts at 6 o'clock on Friday night, May 9th. And we're going to have a cocktail hour with some perusing of a lot of really nice silent auction items. So you can silent auction item. You can talk to people. Hang out a little bit. We'll have a pianist playing as well. So we'll be...
I hate to interrupt. Jim, you got to get the door again. this time it's Dave. He's... Dave forgot his screwdriver or something like that.
Keys again.
Yeah.
Maybe we should put a key box on the outside of the door.
Yeah. that's... okay. That's Friday night. That's the big grand gala event. Are you guys? Where are you in preparation for that? This is not a concert. This is not a movie. This is a lot of different things. I guess you know probably a lot of rehearsal and stuff going into that.
I'll speak to the fundraising or the front of the house side, and I'll let Brendan jump in on the tech side and what that looks like. But yeah, I mean, right now the train is rolling down the tracks and there's no stopping it. This is the point in event planning that I refer to as like it's happening whether you want it to or not.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of hang on and get it done. but you know, for the event itself, you know, the planning, getting all the acts together, obviously is all that's done. We've got five or is it six, Brendan? You know, five or six. Live auction items.
Six
really nice live auction items. Everything from Turks and Caicos package to two events in Spokane, nights out in Spokane, things like that. Day on the lake, some fun packages. We also got a lot of nice silent auction items. We're going to do a paddle raise to raise money for the repair of the love seats upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got 11 or 12 last count restaurants that are going to be bringing in bites or appetizers that are going to be included in your ticket price, as well as a Panada Moms Gala glass, first edition glass that will go to those that the first 150 that show up. And we have Panada glasses for the rest, but get there early so you can get that Panada Moms Gala glass. But yeah, I mean, we've got all that stuff ready. I've got to go pick up the glasses here in a little bit, but for the most part, you know, all this stuff is already in house. We've moved the bar into the South retail space so we can have a little more room and a little bit more, selection of beverages.
Mm-hmm.
You get two free drink tickets. Two drink tickets in your price. So for $75, you get seven or eight acts. Two of them are internationally touring in this variety show. You get a glass. You get tickets, two drink tickets. You get appetizers, heavy hors d'oeuvres, if you will. So it's, you know, it's $75, which is a lot of money to many of us. but especially if there's two of you. But it's a really good night out, and it's it goes to help the Panada.
Yeah,
and it helps us keep the doors open and lights on. And Brendan, like there's so much work that's been done on the tech side, on the back end, to make this type of variety show work. I'll let Brendan speak to that.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna guess is the having a magician on stage, and also but also having like musicians performing. Is there any risk that like somebody's gonna accidentally kick over a box and 10 doves are gonna fly out unscheduled or something like that?
That actually is a risk.
Yeah,
Jack.
I would think that'd be what I.
You're hired actually about. Just for knowing that. We actually are working closely with the magician Thrillusionist David DaVinci.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a great showcase of, you know, the folks that are going to be at the gala are folks that love the Panada, and they know everything we have to offer. So we're going to showcase for them this variety show featuring magic, dance, theater, you know, and so on, music. And yeah, there in fact will be doves, mm-hmm. or some species of bird. I can't remember.
I think he's got several species that he tours with, but I'm not sure what he's doing on this one.
But it's true. So today we have a big tech day. We're going to be running through the whole production with the performers, and mm-hmm. we're going to get our timing down and see how smoothly we can make this thing go. But mm-hmm. yeah, it's going to be a great showcase of, and it's going to be a fun challenge for us on stage.
Yeah. Let's see. The event is going to be hosted by Dino Wall and Kate McAllister, right?
That's right.
Kind of emceeing the evening. Great choice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. They'll keep things. They'll keep the skids greased and keep things moving for us with mm-hmm. a little, I'm sure just a little humor, mm-hmm. Maybe slightly irreverent, who knows? But no, it's always a good time with those two. And yeah. And so then we'll lead into intermission, which is basically where all the fun auction action happens. During, mm-hmm. And then we jump into set two of the variety show.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big night, and it's Friday tomorrow night already.
Okay. Yeah.
Indeed.
Uh-huh. We've been working on this for so long, it's kind of hard to believe that it's here.
Yeah. well, it's very exciting. That is the Panada Moms Gala. Should we mention what else is going on this weekend? There are some other things, believe it or not.
Yeah, we do have the International Fly Fishing Film Festival on Saturday. So all those fly fishers out there, mm-hmm. two nights in a row at the Panada. Sounds like a good time to me. And then next week's busy with the M Factor on Thursday and Tulane Blacktop on Friday. Timed to be like, go do your parade thing and then come hang out with us at the Panada.
Hey, that's and right.
Boston 50s is next weekend. So,
wow.
Check out the parade, Tulane Blacktop. Go down to the car show on Saturday, hang out, catch some nice cars. Come say hi to me. Mm-hmm. I'll be out there. Probably with my Fairmont station wagon. Cool. You've seen me driving that around.
I have, yeah.
And then I'm going to take my mm-hmm. kids over to the Panada and go see cars. So hopefully a lot of y'all can join me.
Okay.
That's for those of you that haven't seen cars, Brendan and I were talking about this. Have you seen it, actually?
The movie?
Brendan, have you seen the movie
Cars? The animated, the Pixar deal?
No.
Yeah, it blows my mind that anyone hasn't seen that. It's an amazing movie. It's past kid movie. It is just a fun mm-hmm. movie. There's a lot of stuff in there for adults. You know, it's also obviously I like cars, so that helps. Mm-hmm.
And it's $5.
And it's $5, mm-hmm. yeah. Totally.
I've never seen Tulane Blacktop. That's kind of been somewhere on my list for a long time.
That yeah.
That's kind of one
of the quintessential hot rod movies.
Yeah. That one's on Friday, May 16th. So let's see. The M Factor, presented by Bonner General Health on Thursday. Shredding the silence on menopause. let's do it. And what better group of people to talk about it than Jim, Jack, Brendan, and Rob, right?
Exactly.
yes. It's 9 o'clock here in Sandpoint. 88.5 KRFY Ponderé is our station. Just to identify it for anyone from the FCC who might be listening, and for you, the listener in your car, to let you know what you're tuned into. Panada Moms Gala, that's going to be that's the headline event, I guess, for the weekend, and then we're off to the races, off to the river for the Fly Fishing Film Festival. It's Mother's Day weekend. The what else is going on? The farmers market is open. Other events in town coming to anyone's mind?
Tonight at the Panada Theater, there's a board meeting at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Over in the little theater.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
Jack, did you know that Rob's gonna be wearing a suit for this event?
Uh-oh.
No way.
Secret's out now.
So I don't know if that's gonna attract.
I mean that right there,
masses.
That should sell a few tickets right there.
Yeah. Okay.
I think.
Yeah. I would think so. That would be the first time I've seen it. If that's true.
Let's, yeah. It would. It's been a while.
Yeah.
And I got my hair cut too.
Whoa. Okay. Hat or no hat?
That's the question.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I find the right hat to go with the suit?
Uh-huh.
Top hat.
Yeah. That's gotta be a ball cap. Ball cap or a beanie.
Yeah. Let's make way for Bird Note. Thank you guys for coming in. Thanks to Catherine and Dave for dropping by the morning show. Thanks to you, Jim. It's folk music night on KRFY.
Yep, I'll be focusing on at 9 o'clock the Elektra label from 1956 to 62.
Okay.
That important label in terms of folk, pop, and that was the later on the label that becomes the label for the Doors. For some reason, they got a contract with the Doors.
Interesting.
But that's tonight at 9 o'clock.
Coming up tomorrow, we got Ben Olson, the publisher of The Reader, is going to be on the morning news show to talk about what's going on. It's 9 o'clock, so now is probably not the time to go deep into it, but you're looking for used CDs as well, right, Jim?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The last Saturday of July, mm-hmm. The radio station will be having a CD and DVD sale, and we're looking for donations. And if you have, as your spring cleaning, a CD or a DVD that you haven't looked at for a while, bring it on down the station. Bring them on down by the box load, and we'll put them up as a fundraiser for the station.
Okay. Thanks for listening to The Morning Show. Here's Bird Note, and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long on 88.5 KRFY.